Is anybody there?
Okay. Next question.
Right, lady in green.
It's
oh, another one here, right.
It's Leslie Harvey, Northwest Kent. I'd like to answer one of the questions that the chappie at the front said about how come nobody has done anything or research into polio. I think the reason being, it's the first time in living history that we have had so many polios because of the 1940s and 50 epidemics reaching the same age at the same time. So I think this is why science has not been able to do it and we've just got to wait. But my question is there any more research been done into restless legs within polios, especially those that have paralysed legs?
I don't know about that actually, but I could ask one of my colleagues. So I work with a doctor called Dr. Williams, who's very much a specialist in sleep, and restless legs comes into that category of medicine. I could ask him and let you know the answer if we gave somebody some contact numbers.
Okay. Now the lady in green, please.
Sorry, I wanted to answer. It's Rosemary Green from Southampton. I wanted to answer this lady in front and say that when we needed help, if you trawl the internet, and you will find that if you look for consultants interested in PPS or consultants interested in respiratory issues, you will come up with a list. And we live in Southampton, and we found somebody in Southampton on the consultant list who was particularly interested. So the internet is quite a useful place to start looking.
I must admit, if you can understand and get into the internet, it's all there. I know my limitations. Lady in pink, just in the middle here. Pink, yes.
Doreen Harris from Brighton. I've been suffering from polio since I caught it on the epidemic. My ability, except for going upstairs, but everything else more or less came back until the post-polio set in roughly just over 20 years ago, very slowly, but now it's got more rapidly until I'm ending up in a wheelchair. Well, I've tried to get physio home visits, which I haven't been suitable until Lane Fox intervened with the local physio department at the Sussex County, and I have at last got a physio come to see me every 3 weeks. And she's a lovely person and very interested in polio, which in fact she wants to attend one of your forums, but she'd never met anybody with polio before and didn't know anything about it. So we're working a little bit on the blind side. But the thing is, all these exercises that I've read every book that's ever been printed, I think, oh, really, most of them you have to either lie on the ground or stand up or being able to move a certain bit. Well, mine's got so bad now that I'm in a wheelchair most of the time. I cannot stand up because my back muscles are going. So to try to do leg exercises standing up, I would then tip forward and fall over. So I want to know, are there any exercises whatsoever that you can do in a sitting position that is you're able to do, either not sitting on the floor or sitting in an ordinary chair? Or I've just thought of everything. Nobody can come up with anything that a wheelchair person can do several times a day without falling over, coming out the chair, even lying on the bed is not satisfactory because it's too soft.
This must be up Alex's street, I would have thought. So, Alex, please.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't see you and talking to the mic at the same time. I mean, certainly there are exercises that you can do in a sitting position, and there are quite a few exercises that could be done which don't involve standing or lying down. You do get a lot more limited when you do lose the ability to stand, absolutely. And then that would probably depend on what kind of ability you've got left in your arms. Obviously, I can't give you out specific exercises here and now, having never seen you, but there are exercises that can be done which would be aimed at strengthening. It's much harder to get exercises which are aimed at cardiovascular when you're mostly sitting. One of the things that we have started trying to use is actually arm pedals. So pedals that rather than on your feet, they're on your hands. But again, you do need to have two good arms to be able to do that. Some people like them and some people hate them. but it's something that we've started trying out, particularly for that reason.
Yes, there was one advertised in the last magazine I had sent to me.
Yeah.
You could have a sitting down leg exerciser, which also could be combined with an arm exerciser.
There when are I, several machines
yes,
about, aren't there?
But the problem is, yeah. when I phoned up, they are well over £1,000, going up to
£2,000.
Well, I mean, that is impossible when we don't
yeah.
earn anything.
No. The ones I was looking at weren't nearly that fancy and not that expensive.
No, I've seen them in the Sunday papers, actually, and you know, for about £99.
Yeah.
But they are available. Could we have the next question, please?
Can I just go back, sorry, to that, yeah. answer that question? I mean, if your physio wanted to contact me so we could chat through anything, then I'm more than happy to do that.
Yes, she would do. She tried to come today, but of course it was full up, so she said she's coming to the next one.
Right, okay.
But I will give her your address.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who have we got up there? Can't see.
Hello, Alex. Could I ask you to comment on that subject about what I was told many, many years ago when I was unable to get out of a wheelchair? That how do babies exercise? They thrash around on their backs and tummies and so on and so forth. And I've been doing that ever since, and I personally find that very helpful from a sitting position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there are exercises you can do. It's just a matter of finding them.